I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. High snowpack in the southern Rocky Mountains this winter will likely stave off a water shortage declaration in the Colorado River watershed. Luke Runyon has more.
That declaration is tied to the level of Lake Mead, the nation's largest reservoir. If it drops to a certain elevation, the federal government can declare a shortage, forcing some users, mostly in Arizona and Nevada, to cut back. But heavy, wet snow has been layering on the Rockies since early February, making water forecasts for later this year less dire. New data from the federal government show Lake Mead unlikely to dip below that shortage level this year. Though federal officials say one wet winter won't solve the Southwest water scarcity problems, the Colorado River remains overallocated, and climate projections still show snowpack likely to decline as the century progresses. I'm Luke Runyon.
The Trump administration's border wall project could appropriate $77 million in construction money from Fort Carson. That's according to a list released to Congress yesterday. The Gazette reports some projects on the list would be spared, but officials didn't identify which ones. According to the paper, potentially affected work at Fort Carson includes an improved vehicle maintenance shop. Lawmakers approved the $77 million for Fort Carson last fall. Legislators on both sides of the aisle have criticized use of emergency money for the wall. That includes U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn, a conservative from Colorado Springs, who questioned the cancellation of planned military projects to pay for it. This is 91.5 KRCC News.